Well, we'll see who's meaner. I'll set them an example. You'll get clobbered. How would you like a fat lip? You're asking for a knuckle sandwich. Cool it. You're gonna get creamed. He'll punch your lights out. Do it. Your very life depends on it. You're running out of time. You're a walking dead man. Your days are numbered. Kiss your ass goodbye. I'll skin you alive if you don't do it. If you ask any more questions, they'll cut your throat. If you ever cross my path, I'll pluck your eyes out. You'd better settle this matter or I'll personally bury you. You're bluffing. Oh yeah? Try me. He's bullshitting you. My boss's bark is worse than his bite. Don't threaten me. You wouldn't dare. I dare you. Don't think I won't. Don't doubt me. She wasn't just kidding. These guys are for real. Chapter 85. Watch your step. Look out. Be careful. Don't trip. Beware of dog. Hold on or you'll fall off. Be alert now. On guard. Keep your eyes peeled. This is no time for a nap. You can't just sit there. You don't want to wave the flag, do you? Be careful, it's deadly. We've only got one life. You're walking on thin ice. You're digging your own grave. You'd better take a walk fast. Run for your life. Go home before something happens to you. Avoid it at all costs. Watch your back. Cover yourself. Don't jeopardize all you've worked for. If you don't stay on your toes, you'll get buried alive. I told you so. Chapter 86. You've done well for yourself. He'll go far. He's a smash. She's a hit. She brought down the house. He's sensational. Steve rose from obscurity to the spotlight. He came out from nowhere. He's a self-made man. He's made a name for himself. You've made quite a place for yourself in society. You're a big shot now. He began as a busboy and died an industrial tycoon. Marianne finally hit the bullseye. No one can beat you. You're the champ. She stole the whole show. I'm on my way up the ladder. I've risen to the top. There is no mystery behind his success. The key to success is perseverance. Success is 1% inspiration and 99% perspiration. He's set for life. Success is hard to hold on to. Their time has come and gone. Chapter 87. This award will be frosting on the cake. He who dances must pay the piper. There's no free lunch. No pain, no gain. Chapter 88. Don't forget to give me the credit I deserve. Tommy is just a copycat. He has no originality. You pick that up from me. She gives herself too much credit. Give the devil his due. I owe it all to you for what I am today. His record of achievements is hard to dispute. Chapter 89. He sees facts, not people. Everyone is playing by the same rules. Fair is fair. He won it fair and square. What's good for the gander is good for the goose. Don't ask me. I'm neutral. He's impartial. These names are chosen arbitrarily. I want to be fair with you. How about if we split it 50-50? Fair enough. Is that fair enough? What's fair is fair. This game is always tilted in their favor. They all do it. Why can't I? Justice is blind. She's siding with her son. He's always been the teacher's pet. He's a hometown favorite. They're taking sides. You're showing favoritism. You're protecting her. You can't shield this man forever. He gets all the breaks. How come you're all on his side? It doesn't seem fair. Which side are you on, anyway? He is he, and you are you. You know I'm always on your side. Listen to both sides of the story. You're jumping to conclusions. I hope you'll get a fair shake. The only way to guarantee a fair shake for ourselves is to stick together. Chapter 90. Everyone needs a compliment now and then. A compliment makes you feel good all over. Not bad. You did a great job. Thanks. You did pretty well yourself. Good going. Way to go. That's my boy. I'm so proud of you. You're a great kid. Wow, that's amazing. That's super. You're amazing. You're amazing.
So I've been told.
This is wild. Hats off to you for getting a donation from that miser. You are some piece of work. You're a born charmer. He's one in a million. You're to be blessed. You deserve a medal. You deserve laud and honor. He will be a hard act to follow. Chapter 91. Bravo! Encore! Nice show! Who knew they were this good? You're quite a guy. The audience gave him a thumbs up. I give this picture 2 thumbs up. Please give her a big hand. Your speech was fabulous. You're too kind. I know it wasn't that good. Are you serious or just trying to make me feel better? You're just being polite. Can't you take a compliment? Chapter 92. How sweet of you. That's the nicest thing anybody ever said to me. That's very flattering. You flatter me.
It was nothing. Anyone could have done it.
You give me more credit than I deserve. I owe it to all my friends who helped me so much. You're boosting my ego. Don't spoil me.
Chapter 93.
This will be a real crowd pleaser.
Is it to your liking?
Everything I do is to please you.
Anything for you, my love.
I knocked my head against the wall trying to please him. I've been breaking my tail at work, and my boss shows no appreciation.
I give up. There's just no satisfying you.
I try so hard to please, and all I get is a slap in the face.
He uses gifts to win a woman over.
You can't please everyone.
Chapter 94.
Here you go.
Here, go buy yourself some flowers.
That would buy a whole lot of flowers.
He showered her with gifts.
He lavished presents on his girlfriend.
You shouldn't have.
It really wasn't necessary.
You really went overboard buying presents.
You're an Indian giver.
Take it or you're not a friend.
You're a good giver, but a poor receiver.
Don't look a gift horse in the mouth.
Keep it. You might need it.
It's tough thinking of a present for her.
Please, say it with flowers.
He takes without giving anything in return.
It's not necessary to spend money on me. Being my daughter is gift enough.
It's the thought that counts.
Chapter 95.
Flattery is the name of the game.
Flattery paved the way to his past.
Flattery will get you everywhere.
He butters up everyone trying to make points.
They suck up to anyone with money.
He sure knows how to rub shoulders with the right people to get ahead.
Nice suit.
You look sharp. Interview?
You look spiffy. Hot date tonight?
Your hair looks great.
That's a beautiful ring.
That outfit looks great on you.
It's a work of art.
It's a masterpiece.
It's a gem.
How did a nice woman like you get stuck with a bum like him?
You got good taste.
Hey, that's real class.
That's real cool.
Your direction has done wonders for this company.
It's about time I heard a compliment around here.
He loves it when others kiss up to him.
He likes to wear a top hat.
Some people just can't get enough of flattery.
People love flattery. It's a fact of life.
What do you want? A medal?
Chapter 96.
You're just trying to relate.
Stop trying to buddy up with me.
I don't want to hear any sweet talk.
I hate it when someone tries to butter me up.
I dislike flattery.
You don't have to wine and dine your higher-ups.
Don't patronize me. Nobody eats that shit.
He's too much of a backslapper.
He's a brown noser.
He's an apple polisher.
She doesn't really like you. She's just a social climber.
He's always licking the president's boots.
You must have rubbed him the wrong way.
I meant it as a compliment, but he took it as an insult.
Chapter 97.
It's your turn to be on stage.
You're going to be in the spotlight.
He thrives on female attention.
She's eating up all this attention.
Be an individual.
You're on center stage.
All heads turned when she walked into the room.
Everybody's watching.
Everyone's eye is on you.
I get stage fright.
I hate being in the center of attention.
I'm afraid of being under the microscope.
It keeps a low profile.
Chapter 98.
It lives up to its name.
He lived up to my expectations.
He's loosening his purse strings to gain more popularity.
He wants his name to stand out.
He wants to get noticed.
He's won a name for his sense of humor.
So, what makes her so hot?
When you're hot, you're hot.
John is a social butterfly.
He's a local celebrity.
He's pretty well liked around here.
I've heard nothing but good reports about him.
Your reputation precedes you.
You are very famous.
Your name rings a bell.
He's an accomplished musician.
He's a world-renowned artist.
Bill set off a bombshell in the computer industry.
He's become an overnight success.
He's worth 3 chapters in the textbook.
He's the man of the hour.
He was completely unknown 3 years ago.
If you did that, I'm sure you'd go down in history.
He's a legend in his own time.
You'll live after your dust.
His legacy lives on.
Chapter 99.
He's my hero.
He's my idol.
You've become a hero to these kids.
She's my dreamboat.
People worship this guy like he's a demigod.
Madonna is a pop icon.
She has a large following.
I'm your most loyal follower.
They are my diehard fans.
They are my most enthusiastic fans.
Can I have your autograph?
Chapter 100.
You are what they say you are.
You're just as bad as they say.
It's true what they said about you.
I was warned about you.
He's notorious for ripping people off.
I can't put my name on junk.
My reputation is on the line.
We don't want to lose face.
Get those cameras out of here.
We don't need any bad press.
It's bad for public relations.
His name is Mud.
She's disgraced forever.
In spite of the scandal, he came off smelling like a rose.
Chapter 101.
Everybody's a critic.
He's a vocal critic of government overspending.
This sloppy job just doesn't cut it.
He tried to find fault with me.
Don't knock it till you try it.
She's always picking on me for whatever I do.
Can't you do anything right?
You sound like my wife.
He's always looking for a bone to pick with me.
He likes to take cheap shots.
Why is everybody on my back? What are you busting my ass for?
Don't pick on me.
Get off my back.
Quit busting my chops.
Shut up already.
Stop the criticism.
Why are you always against me?
Nag, nag, nag. That's all wives do.
She nags like a broken record.
Criticize and criticize. All you ever do is cut me down.
Fine. I'm no good, but what about you?
Must you always bring up my past?
I hate her sharp tongue.
Don't pick on her.
Nobody takes criticism well.
People who live in glass houses shouldn't throw stones.
Chapter 102.
I'm not fussy.
He's a finicky eater.
Why should we make a fuss about it?
Don't make such an issue over it.
It's not worth fussing about.
Why complicate things?
Can't we simplify it?
What's the big deal?
He's as finicky as a cat.
She's the world's number one fusspot.
He's such an anal retentive person.
Men don't like women who nag.
He's penny-wise and pound-foolish.
Chapter 103.
You're never here when I need you.
To you, I'm a workhorse, a punching bag.
You treat me like dirt.
This is horrible.
I hate this.
This is shit.
He sucks.
She's always griping about something.
She's a whiner.
She bitches about everything.
He's always crying the blues.
Oh, stop griping.
There you go again.
Don't be such a crybaby.
Quit whining.
Stop your bickering.
Stop giving me grief.
Now what's your problem?
I'm going to make a big fuss.
Why didn't you just say so in the first place?
Chapter 104.
Darn it, that's not fair.
You call this justice?
Be fair.
That's unfair.
You tell me what's fair.
You'll have to take your claim to headquarters.
My money is just as good as anyone else's.
Treat me like a human being.
Why am I being treated like dirt here?
Is my skin in the wrong color?
We've all been silent too long.
It's time someone spoke up.
I resent that.
I object to that.
You can't walk all over me.
Don't insult me.
They are up in arms about it.
I'd like to dispute my bill this month.
The squeaky wheel gets the grease.
If you don't ask, you don't get.
Chapter 105.
You can't deprive me of my right.
Don't try to rob me of my rights.
I'm entitled to know.
We should lend her an ear.
The interest of the child is at stake.
What I ask for is equal treatment.
I'm a citizen and a taxpayer. I have rights.
Stand up for your rights.
Stand up and be counted.
If you want to be seen, stand up.
If you want to be heard, speak up.
One man can make a difference.
Every vote counts.
Give me liberty or give me death.
I've earned that right.
Too much freedom is a bad thing.
All men are not born equal.
Chapter 106. The abortion issue is controversial. It's touchy stuff. It's tricky business. Women battled over their right to a legal abortion. Chapter 107. Down with sexism. He's a gay basher. He's a white supremacist. He's a bigot. Ageism is a form of discrimination. That's a sweeping statement. You're being stereotypical. One rotten apple doesn't spoil the whole bunch.
听力课堂，欢迎你。
听力课堂，欢迎你。
听啊，点啊。